Good morning, everyone. I'm José Leoni, Sinqia, Head of Investor Relations. Thank you for listening to our 2019 second quarter results conference call. Beginning the presentation on slide two, where I highlight the important event that marked this Q2, a period full of records. The SoftPar acquisition announced in May. This acquisition was important for several reasons. First, because it adds new suites to our Sinqia Banks platform, the only full banking platform available in Brazil. Second, because it brings as customers medium and small financial institutions, a complementary profile to our portfolio, then dominated by large financial institutions. Third, because it will make a huge contribution to our consolidated results. Last, and most importantly, SoftPar acquisition was the fourth in a seven-month period, and I highlight a very relevant message. We are prepared to run further our consolidation strategy. Moving on to slide three, the chart on the left shows that in the second Q 2019, we had record net revenues of 42.2 million reais, a growth of 23.6% over the same quarter of the previous year. The excellent number arises from an organic addition of 1.5 million reais and an inorganic addition of 6.5 million reais. It's important to remark that this inorganic addition has only one month of SoftPar revenues. That company was acquired in May, and only the results of June was consolidated in our financial statements. In the last 12 months, we record net revenues of 156.1 million reais with growth of 14.1%. The right chart we showed that in the second Q 2019, we achieved recurring revenues of 35.3 million reais, a new quarterly record, and growth of 25.9% over the same period of the previous year. This growth also reflects evolution in recurrence, which reached 83.8%, 1.5 percentage points increase. This recurrence level reinforces that our business continues to be predictable and resilient. In the last 12 months, we report recurring revenues of 128.3 million reais with 21.9% growth and recurrency of 82.2%. Now on slide four, the left chart shows that in second Q 2019, we recorded a gross profit of 12.4 million reais, practically in line with the same period of previous year, and the gross margin was 29.4%, less 7.9 percentage points. In the last 12 months, we recorded a gross profit of 52.6 million reais, also in line with the same period last year, and the gross margin was 33.7%, fall of 5.7 percentage points. It's important to emphasize that since the beginning of 2019, our gross margin has been compressed by the higher costs aiming to convert sales backlog into revenues, as I will explain next. In the center chart, we see that in the second Q 2019, general and administrative expenses, SG&A, reached 9 million reais, growing 16.9%, representing 21.5% of net revenues, reduction of 1.2 percentage points. That's to say, even if it was growth in absolute value, it has been reduced as a proportion of the revenues due to dilution with recent acquisitions. In the last 12 months, SG&A expenses totaled 40.1 million reais, growing 22.5%, representing 25.7% of net revenues, growth of 1.8 percentage points. The right chart illustrates that adjusted EBITDA, excluding extraordinary items related to the acquisitions, was 5.1 million reais, a 2.1% growth over the same period of the previous year, with an EBITDA margin of 12.1% or 2.5 percentage points fall. This temporary reduction in profitability reflects the effects of recent acquisitions and the large number of ongoing implementations. The last 12 months adjusted EBITDA was 18.4 million reais, 13.1% reduction with 11.8% adjusted EBITDA margin, falling 3.7 percentage points. We are safe with the strategy of accelerating our organic and inorganic growth and confident with the outlook of expressive gains of scale and profitability. About our business units on slide 5, and for everyone to understand the extremely positive context of this second quarter 2019, it's worth to talk again about our contracts portfolio, which reflects the value of all active subscription contracts, software already implemented and generating revenues, and those who still have not been implemented and will generate revenues in the future. The gross value of contracts portfolio reached 137.3 million reais in this second Q19, a huge 67.9% growth over the same year previous period. That growth was for two reasons. We added 13.9 million reais organically, considering new contracts less lost contracts. Such addition was possible because after the ATTPS acquisition in late 2016, we changed our business model, charging less for setup and more in monthly fees, reducing the switching cost of our potential customers and increasing much more our commercial possibilities. On the other side, we add 41.6 million reais inorganically. This is the value of contracts from the acquisitions of Consult Brasil, Athena, ADS Prev, and SoftPAR. Moving to slide 6, the chart on the left shows that in the second Q19, the software unit recorded net revenues of 29.2 million reais, a new quarterly record with growth of 33.5% over the same period last year. This expressive number mainly reflects an inorganic addition of 6.5 million reais, since the largest part of the software backlog is still was not converted into revenues. In the last 12 months, this unit has recorded net revenues of 100.4 million reais, an 11% growth. In the right chart, the second Q19 software unit gross profit achieved 10 million reais in line with the same period of the previous year, and the gross margin was 34.3%, a reduction of 11.4 percentage points. In the last 12 months, the unit recorded a gross profit of 39.9 million reais below the same quarter previous year, and the gross margin was 39.7%, fall of 8.8 percentage points. As said before, it's very important to emphasize that since the beginning of 2019, our gross margin has been compressed by the higher costs with development and implementation, aiming to convert sales into revenues. This is exactly what helps understand the results of the unit. Moving to slide 7, in the left chart, we noticed that in the first half of the year, since the beginning of 2019, the software unit had a total cost of 34.9 million reais with an inorganic component of 5.2 million reais, representing the 2019 acquisitions, and an inorganic component of 29.6 million reais. In the right chart, we decompose the organic components in its main lines. Development and implementation projects were almost zero in the same period last year, because at that time, Sinqia was gradually expanding sales. But now, this cost line totaled 6.1 million reais per semester, equivalent to 7.5% of the company's net revenues. This explains why margins are temporarily compressed. As implementation advances, this cost will be diluted by a larger revenues volume, and margin compression will be softer. Now, on slide 8, the left chart shows that in the second Q19, the services unit has recorded net revenues of 12.9 million reais, growing 5.7% from the good performance of outsourcing. In the last 12 months, this unit has recorded net revenues of 55.7 million reais, growth of 20%. The right chart shows that in the second Q19, the services unit achieved gross profit of 2.4 million reais, a reduction of 13.2% over the same period of the previous year. And gross margin was 18.2%, 4 percentage points lower. In the last 12 months, this unit recorded a gross profit of 12.7 million reais, 26.7% above the same period last year, and gross margin was 22.8%, up 1.2 percentage points. All these variations are within the usual dynamics of the services business. Now I leave the word with Mr. Daniel Fessi, our financial manager. Thank you.
Thank you, Leone. Recently, we had important movements in our financial position represented on slide 9. In the left chart, we recorded a gross cash balance of 25.3 million reais at the end of 2Q19. A positive change of 0.7 million reais over March 2019. Over the quarter, this balance was influenced by three main events. First, the receipt of the final installment of the company's first debentures issuance, which added 16.5 million reais in the cash position. Second, the sale of treasury shares, adding 9.1 million reais to cash position. And third, the cash payment of the acquisition of SoftPar that subtracted 18 million reais from our cash position. Therefore, we were able to make another important purchase and still maintain the gross cash balance in a reasonable level for daily activities. In the center chart, we had gross debt of 103.9 million reais at the end of June, an increase of 34 million reais. That result is due to two factors: the receipt of the final installments of the first debentures issuance in the amount of 16.5 million reais to financial debt, and the acquisition of SoftPar, whose deferred installment add 16.5 million reais to our liabilities, including an earnout estimate. In the right chart, net debt ended second quarter 19 at 78.6 million reais, positive variation of 33.3 million reais. This net debt represents 4.3 times adjusted EBITDA for the last 12 months. We have a 3.0 times covenant for the end of the year, but considering, in addition to the company's adjusted EBITDA, the 12-month EBITDA of the acquired companies. Therefore, this debt level does not worry us, and we should easily fulfill it. On slide 10, to finish the results presentation, by strengthening the message I was getting at the beginning of this conference call. Sinqia is prepared to run even faster our consolidation strategy. After performing the last 4 acquisitions in 7 months, we are confident and prepared to start the next consolidation cycle, which will be more successful and intense than the cycle starting on 2013, after our IPO. Thank you all. Myself and the Investor Relations team are available for clarifications.